If you can't sense the Lord's presence this morning, you obviously don't know Him. But He is surely here, and He's surely real in this place. Amen? And I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Ephesians chapter number 6 this morning. And I won't keep you long, I promise you. But I'm going to give you what I felt the Lord laid on my heart. I feel privileged how the Lord does visit with us. I know if you're saved, the Bible said He'll never leave you, He'll never forsake you. I know He lives down on the inside, but there's a certain way in a worship service that where the Lord manifests Himself and makes Himself known and makes His presence felt. And I've been in places where that doesn't happen. Amen. I've preached in places where I felt like maybe I was the only one who even knew Him. Amen. And I'm telling you, brother, I just appreciate the goodness and the presence of God. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 6. I want to read some familiar scripture this morning and give you a simple little thought. But in Ephesians chapter number 6, I'm going to start reading in verse number 10. You look at it together with me. The Bible said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Now, before we read the rest of the story or the rest of the scripture, Paul says, "Finally, my brethren." We need to understand who he is addressing. When he says brethren, he's talking about fellow believers in Christ. He's talking about saved people, and here's what he said for his brethren to do. He said, "For us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." We're living in a very weak Christian society. Would you agree? Spiritually, we're weak. I don't think any of us could stand up honestly this morning and say, "I'm as spiritually strong as I possibly can be." I can't say yes to that. Amen? There is spiritual weakness in my life. Amen. And I'm sure in yours also. But he said for us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. In verse number 11, he said, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of who?" The devil. Of who? The devil. You don't hear much about him anymore, do you? He said, against the wiles of the devil. The Bible said in verse 13, or verse number 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Then he goes on to say, "Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching there unto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." And I'm going to stop reading right there. Back up in verse number 12, he said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." We wrestle not. With Lex Luger coming this week and preaching out to the kids, I kind of had this thought early in the week. Brother Carlos called and was talking to me about Mr. Luger and his wrestling career and all the championships and all the stuff that he won. And I thought about this scripture right here. And if I could this morning for a few minutes, I want to talk to you about God's WrestleMania. God's WrestleMania. How many of you remember WrestleMania? I think they don't call it WrestleMania anymore. It's some kind of initials, WWF or something like that. But used to, they'd called it WrestleMania. Listen, when you go to a wrestling match or you watch a wrestling match, of course, that kind of wrestling, I believe, is fake. Maybe we can get Mr. Luger to give us some light on that, but I believe it's fake. Amen. I believe something's wrong. I've always said this. When two men shave their bodies, rub themselves down with baby oil, put on a pair of panties and go-go boots, and roll around on the floor with each other, something's a little bit wrong with that, amen? But in real wrestling, the object of the game, or the object of the sport, is to get your opponent to submit. You understand that? In the wrestling, in the fight, in the ring, the objective or the driving force behind each opponent is to get the other to submit. They have a thing called tapping out where you can do like that. You know what that's saying? That's saying, I give, you've got me. Amen. I like to watch, if I was going to watch wrestling, I'd like to watch those kind of matches where the guy keeps getting knocked down and no matter what, he gets up. No matter what, every time that guy hits the ground, you think he's done, he's out, he's dead, he'll never recover, and all of a sudden the referee's counting one, two, three. I forgot what they count to, but he's counting, and brother, all of a sudden, just a burst of life comes into that guy, and he's back up on his feet and going at it again. Amen? I don't know if you understand it or not, but this life is a fight. You understand that? This life is a fight. I wonder how many of you have had battles this week. I wonder how many of you came in this morning. You're fighting something right now. There's something coming against you. There's something after you. There's something in your life or there's something in your family and you've got a battle going on. Oh, you look like church. You brought a Bible in. You got on nice clothes. You got a smile on your face. But inside there is a war going on in your life. Amen. Now, I don't know about you. I need some help. Amen. I'm fighting an enemy that I'm no match for. How about you? I'm fighting listen, there is a real devil. There is a real devil. Listen, and in case you didn't know it, he hates your guts. You understand that? The devil hates your guts, and it's really not even about you. He only hates you for one reason. Because God loves you. Amen. And he can't defeat God. But if he can get his hands on what God loves and what God cherishes, that's his way at getting back at God. Do you understand that? Amen. The devil doesn't like you this morning. He is not on your team. Hell is not going to be a place where they're going to party forever and ever and ever. Amen. Do you know there's people in society that actually believe that? They believe hell is going to be a party. It's not a party. What part of a party is screaming and weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth and burning in a lake of fire forever and ever? Don't sound like party to me. Amen. Amen. Not none of the Bible I've read. It doesn't sound like a very good time. Amen. Amen. There is a real devil. And listen, number one, he is out for your soul. Amen. Amen. He is out for your soul. If you're here this morning and you're lost, the devil will do everything in his power to keep you from a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. I wonder how many of you were convicted about your salvation, convicted about your soul several times before you ever got saved. Anybody besides me? The Lord dealt with your heart over and over and over again. Hey, you remember sitting there and you gripped the back of that pew and you could think of 1,000 reasons why you should not go down to that altar?
Amen.
Amen. We went out on the bus visitation yesterday and Brother Warren said he talked with a fella in his yard and said that fella was so close to getting saved right there in his yard and his wife came out the door and started hollering at him. You said, boy, that was a bad coincidence. No, that wasn't a coincidence. It wasn't a coincidence at all. You know what that was? It was a wrestling match between this man about his soul in heaven and hell. Amen. And he'll fight you. How many more times will you lose that battle? How many more times? Listen, there's some of you here this morning. In services in the past, you have raised your hand at the end of the service and said, pray for me. I'm not sure if I died today, heaven would be my home. And then you walk out that door. Listen, I'm not being mean, but that's the dumbest thing a human can do. Amen. You do not have to lose this battle. You know why? When I was a teenager and they had wrestling, I don't know if they still do it or not, but Brother Jason, they'd have tag team matches. Yeah. Anybody remember a tag team match? You had a partner on the outside of the ropes. And when you got to the place where you couldn't handle it no more, when you got to the place, good God Almighty, when you got to the place where you feel like you was just about to go down, when you got to the place where you was weary and wore out, all you had to do was reach out your hand. Tag your partner, and he'd jump in and beat him down. Amen. I'm glad I got a tag team partner this morning. I'm glad when I was lost and on my way to hell, all I had to do was cry out to Jesus. Amen. And he stepped in and fought the battle that I could not win. Amen. And he'll fight that battle for you this morning. Please, if you don't hear another part of this message, don't leave here lost today. Don't leave here lost. I'm praying right now while I'm speaking to you. I'm praying Lex Luger is out there. And I'm glad the kids are here. Honest, I am. I'm thrilled to death there's so many kids out there hearing the gospel. But I am ecstatic about those parents that are lined up around those walls.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Won't it be something? Won't it be something if they tag up with Jesus this morning?
Yes, sir.
Won't it be something if they get to put their little boy or their little girl in their lap on the way home and say, honey, daddy got saved today. Mama got saved today. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to heaven together when we die. Hey, let's pray together.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Somebody wins this match this morning.
Yes, sir,
over the fight over their soul. Amen. Listen, there ought to be a place and there ought to be a time. We say it over and over and over and over. Amen. Listen, if you don't remember when you got saved or where you got saved, something's the matter with your testimony.
Amen.
Amen. We said it the other way. Well, it was back in 19-something. No, there's a certain time. You know what every birth certificate has on it? It has a time. Amen. They don't say the baby was born between 11 and 6 a.m. or something like that. No, it has a time. And I'm glad I have a time where that battle was won. And you know what? It was won forever.
Amen.
Brother Freddie, I hadn't had to fight that one again.
Amen.
I've had to fight many others on many different levels and over many different issues in my life, but I've never had to fight that battle again. Amen. When the Holy Spirit, that's the good referee, amen. When he stepped in the middle of that ring and hoisted my hand in the air and said, the winner is, hallelujah. Amen. And I didn't even fight the fight. Jesus did, but I got the title. Hallelujah. I'm a Christian. Amen. Never had to fight that battle anymore. There is a war or a wrestling match going on over your soul. You know how much the Bible talks about fighting? A lot. It talks about war a lot. It says we are to war a good warfare as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know what a soldier is? They're fighting men. They're fighting men. People kill me protesting the military. I mean, that kills me. Oh, kids are dying. They signed up for it.
Amen.
Amen. All this stuff about, well, I'll just go in the military because I want a good education. No, Jack, you're a soldier. Whether you're a computer geek or a nurse or a doctor or whatever, you put that camo on, you are a soldier. You understand that?
Amen.
Amen. No, listen, I'm not being light about the war. I pray for those guys every day. I pray for Brother Greg Nix, and I pray for Brother John Hayes, and I'm talking about young men out of our church who are serving our country. I pray for those guys, but they're soldiers. You know what that means? Their job is to fight. Amen. Their job is to fight. This life is a fight. He said to earnestly contend for the faith, which is once delivered unto the saints. You know what contend means? You know what they call a prize fighter? A contender.
Amen.
There is a fight for your soul. If you're here this morning and you're lost, you don't know if heaven would be your home. You know what I'm talking about. Because that battle's going on within you right now. You're already dealing with the fact, what am I going to do at the end of this service? What am I going to do? When me and Stacy was growing up, us and our buddies, of course not me, but all them, they was all bad to fight. Amen. And there's always somebody who was an instigator. Oh yeah, wanting to get something started. They never wanted to fight, they just wanted to see one. But you know what we'd do? We'd push one another, wouldn't we? We'd push each other. That's how it'd start. You know what we'd say? What you going to do? What you going to do? We'd push them on the chest like that and say, what you going to do? And then they'd push you back and they'd say, bring it on. What you going to do? Well, we'd be back and forth. I don't know why we didn't just go ahead and smack one another in the face. Amen. But that's what we were doing. We were instigating the fight. As your preacher this morning, I'm shoving your chest right now. I'm pushing you, Jack. And I'm saying, what are you going to do? There's going to come a point at the end of this service. They're going to come back to the piano and they're going to sing. And you're going to say, I'm going to walk out of here with Jesus in my heart. Or I'm going to walk out on my way to hell just like I came. What are you going to do?
Amen.
If I could push you to anything, salvation would be the greatest. You say, you just want me to join your church. No, that ain't it. I mean, we'll take them all. Red, yellow, black, and white. Poor, skinny, fat, tall. It don't matter. We'll take them all. But we don't want you to die and go to hell.
That's right.
Amen. There's a fight going on for your soul this morning. Number two, there's a fight going on for your home. I think that is one of the biggest breakdowns in our country is our homes. Husbands are no more husbands. Amen. Wives are no more wives. That's why our children are in the mess. Do you understand, sir? Your marriage is not bulletproof. Amen. I love that movie Kirk Cameron did. Was it Fireproof? Fireproof, about it was all about the marriage and the relationship. Hey, let me tell you something. Your marriage ain't fireproof. Mine ain't either. There's a real devil who wants me and her at each other. There's a real devil who wants to cause division in my home. You know what? If I have division in my home, I have division in my church. Amen. He wants to drive a wedge, and he is throwing everything in his power at the Christian home.
Amen.
Just because you get saved don't mean the fight's over.
Right. Amen.
Amen. We don't get saved and get the championship belt and just walk around and say, hey, look at us, we're here and we're bad. Amen. It ain't that way. It is a fight. You say, well, why would I want to get saved if it's just a continual fight? Because now you've got somebody on your side who can win.
Yes.
The Bible says we are more than conquerors through him. Amen.
Yes,
there's a fight for your home. Yes, sir. You know what? The devil will use to tear your home apart. You. Amen. You. I've had couples sit across my desk and blame it on this, blame it on that, blame it on this, blame it on that, when all the time, sir, it's you. Amen. When my wife's mad, and I know when she's mad, I know what it is. It's me.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's me. I fall short as a husband.
Amen.
And I put a premium on trying to be a good one and being good to my wife. But I fall short as a husband. Lord, I need your help in this fight.
Amen.
I need your help in this fight for my home. I need your help in this fight for my marriage. I need your help in this fight for my children.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know I pray harder for my older two kids now than I did before they were married? I really do. I mean, I prayed for them when they were kids growing up, but now they have their homes, and Ashley has her own children, and Lord God, please help them. They've entered the fight. They've stepped into the ring.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
They're in a real fight. So they need some prayer warriors around them.
Amen.
You need to understand there is a fight for your soul if you're lost.
Amen.
If you're saved, that fight's been won.
Amen.
Never has to even go back. Don't have to do that no more.
That's right,
amen. We were, this is going on the radio. I won't say it. I was going to tell a story, but I'll leave that out. I love my home. I love my home. Is it worth fighting for?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely, brother.
People come in my office, Brother Freddie, and they tell me they're splitting up over some of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life.
Amen.
Is it worth fighting for?
Come on,
I told a dear friend of mine this week, you need to date your wife. Amen. How'd you get her? You didn't get her by laying on the couch watching TV eating Cheetos. Amen. Come on, talk to me, ladies. Ladies, say amen. That's your spot right there. Amen. Date your wife, dude. She said, well, she don't fix herself up no more. Take her out. Guarantee you she'll dress up. Amen. Say these two words with me. Red. Lobster. There you go. Amen. We okay? Hey, there's a fight going on for your home.
Amen.
You know what I've learned watching marriages over these 17 years and being your pastor and counseling with couples? You know what I've learned? If you don't date her, somebody else will. We all right? Amen. There's a fight for your home. Oh, we're all past that. No. No, you're not. You're still breathing. Amen. You ought to just sit in on a divorce court sometime. It ain't all just young people.
Amen.
Amen. It's men. It's men who are middle-aged crazy. Amen. It's men who thinks they've lost it all and they've got to regain their youth. Are you listening to me this morning? Some of your homes are in danger right now. Some of your marriages are in trouble right now. Amen. There's a fight, sir, for your soul if you're lost. And you're either winning or you're losing. Amen. I'm glad I'm on the winning side.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm glad my name's in the book, ain't you? There's a fight for your home. There's a fight for your marriage. Amen. Here's what I'm saying. Sir, and I don't know why I'm hitting the men so hard. I guess it's because you're supposed to be the head of that house. Amen. Roll your sleeves up. It's a good fight. It's a worthy fight. It's a worthy cause. Amen. I don't mind paying my bills as long as child support's not one of them. Talk to me. Some of y'all divorced people ought to say, amen, preacher, you're right. The devil beat it. The devil beat it, and he tore up my home. Amen. I don't want to just be able to see my kid every other weekend. It's a good fight. It's a worthy fight. It's a just cause. Amen. He's after our home. He's after our marriages. He's after our children. He's after our children. You know what our job as parents are? Our job is to protect them. I preached it last Sunday. I'm not going to re-preach it, but listen, we need to be dads again. Amen. Amen. Provoke not your children to wrath. Provoke means to stir up on purpose. That's what provoke means, to stir up on purpose. We ought to provoke our children to do right. Amen. We ought to provoke them to be honest. Amen. We ought to provoke them to be saved. You know what I love around here? You get to watching these little kids. Hayden, if we sing I Know My Name Is There, these little babies will raise their hand. Amen. I don't know what it was, but was it Sunday or Wednesday night? Maybe it was Wednesday night, little old Jonah. I mean, he ain't even, how old is he? 9 months. We were singing, had both them little arms just stretched out like that. I said, look at there. You know what that tells me? It won't take forever in their lives for them to come to know Christ as their Savior. Hayden already grabs his grandmother and brings her to the altar to pray. Amen. Wow. What was it he told that old Philippian jailer? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Wow. Amen. We ought to provoke our children to salvation. Amen. We ought to provoke them to do right. Listen, there is a fight for your soul. There's a fight for your home. Listen, there is a fight for your life. There is a fight for your life. We've said over and over and over, salvation is just the beginning. That's the starting point. That's the getting in place.
That's right.
But the Lord is interested in more than your soul. He's interested in your life.
Amen, brother.
You know what he said? He said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. The Lord is interested in your life this morning. You understand that? You have a life, and He is very interested in it. And you know what He wants to do? He wants to make it better. He wants to make it better. Amen. He wants to make your life better. He wants to enhance your life. He wants to get more out of you than you could ever even imagine. But you know what you have to do? You have to surrender it. You have to surrender it. You remember the Apostle Paul when he got saved? He was Saul of Tarsus, and the great light struck him down in the road, and the Lord said, Saul, Saul, is it hard for thee to kick against the pricks? You remember what Paul said? First thing out of his mouth, what wilt thou have me to do, Lord?
Amen.
Amen. I didn't just come to knock you down in the road and save you and keep you out of hell. I come to do something with your life. You got 13 books of my Bible to write. I want you to take dictation for the next few years. Amen. God's interested in your life. I don't think He wants you to write another Bible. But He may want you to use this one. Amen. He may want you to use this one to reach a lost and a dying world. I looked at that great old professional wrestler this morning. I don't know if any of you saw the pictures of him. I mean, this dude was huge. How many of you remember Lex Luger? Man, that dude had some guns on him. His arms were that bigger. I mean, just, he got out of that car this morning. His hands are crippled up from having strokes. He has to sit on a stool to preach. I'm glad he's given God what's left. Amen. I'm glad he's given God what's left. Oh, he had the fame, he had the fortune, he had the looks, he had the money, he had the cars, he had the women, he had all that stuff. But you know what he's got now? He's got life. Now he's got life.
There's a fight for your soul. There's a fight for your home. And there's a fight for your life. And some of you are fighting for your life right now.
Yes.
Amen. Some of you, I've dealt with people all week long who are fighting literally for their life.
Yes. Come on, preacher.
Don't throw in the towel.
That's right, brother.
Don't throw in the towel.
Amen.
I was thinking about Shane Reese this morning. I was sitting in my office. Brother Shane just had his leg amputated this week. Oh, Brother Lex Luger said he wants to go by and see Brother Shane. I thought, well, that'd be a blessing, man. But I thought about how many times if I was in that guy's position over these last 2 years, I wonder how many of us would have said, I surrender. I can't lose anything else. I can't go down again. I can't fight another day. I've had all I can take. I quit. Sometimes in the ring, especially in boxing, maybe the boxer ain't got sense enough to quit, but the manager will come over and throw a towel in the ring. You know what that says? We submit. You're bigger than we are. You're faster than we are. We give up. But let me tell you something. The devil you're fighting may be bigger than you. The problems you're facing may be bigger than you. The bills at the end of the month may be larger than your income, but it ain't bigger than Jesus.
That's right.
You don't have a problem that big.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
That's right.
You don't have a problem that big. Amen. He's bigger. He's bigger. You say, well, how big is he? He's as big as you need him to be.
Amen.
There's a fight for your soul if you're lost this morning. And you're wrestling with it right now. You're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I know, because I did it. I've been where you are. I wrestled with that thing for years. Laid in my bed wondering if I died tonight, would I go to heaven? Would I go to hell? What's the deal? Brother, I'm glad that New Year's Eve. I got that settled.
Amen.
Amen. You know what that was? It was a total knockout, son.
Amen.
I left with zero burden. I left with zero fear about where I'd spend eternity.
That's right.
Amen. Yes, I just tagged up with Jesus.
Yeah,
and he won the battle for me.
Amen, bro.
There's a battle for my home. My wife and I, if we make it till December the 10th, we'll be married 27 years. Is that right? 27. 27 years. You know what they said? My best friend on my bachelor's party, my very best friend, he looked me in the face. He said, I'll give you 6 months. The night before my wedding. I said, what? He said, I'll give you 6 months. Honest for God. This is what he told me. He said, you ain't man enough to be her husband. Wow. No, I wasn't. But God was.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You don't think the devil's came at it? Over and over. And over and over and over again. Don't throw in the towel on your marriage.
Right,
amen. Did you know there's nothing that you two can't get through together? Nothing.
Amen.
You say, you don't understand what he's done. Well, just stop a minute. Think about what all God's forgiven you for.
Amen.
We okay? Well, preacher, you don't know my wife. No, I don't. But you must know her well enough to marry her. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Don't throw in the towel on your marriage.
Amen.
Don't throw in the towel on your life. One more and I'm done. There's a wrestling match going on over our church.
Amen.
They're falling apart at the seams all across this country. I was in a church. I wasn't preaching there. I just stopped and the pastor came to hear me preach last Monday night before last. You know, I was in Louisiana. The preacher called and wanted to meet. And we went over and saw him, me and the pastor. Walked into his sanctuary, absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Probably seat 450, 500. Gorgeous, brand new building. I said, wow, brother, this is the middle of nowhere in Louisiana. I said, man, I can't believe this. This is nice. I said, how many of y'all run? He said, on Sunday morning, about 60. I said, you got this big old building? He said, yeah, and it's paid for. I said, man. He said, the pastor who was here before was wealthy. He started the building program. He started the church. But there was a little division. So he took about three quarters of it, went down the road and started another one. Do you know the only thing that's stopping that kind of thing from happening right here? God's grace.
Yes, sir.
And God's mercy.
Amen.
That's the only thing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. When this church births a church, I want it to be by God's leading.
That's right.
And not because we couldn't handle the devil coming in here.
Amen.
Amen. We're supposed to be stronger than that as a church.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, you come in here and start causing division, start sowing seeds of discord, we're going to deal with you.
That's good.
Amen. There's some I've let go too far.
Amen.
I had to deal with some stuff this week. I mean, that's the way it is, man. Hey, the devil's after it. He don't like those buses rolling in and out of here. Brother Freddie, he don't like that one bit. He don't like it because God loves it. They were trying to get Mr. Luger in the building this morning. The bus was in the way. I jumped up in that bus seat, boy. I felt something, Brother Freddie. I ain't drove one in years, boy, but I felt something on that bus. I'm telling you, buddy, God's in this thing. And that's a surefire reason to know the devil's after it. And he wants to stop it. You think he wants those children's parents hearing the gospel this morning? No, he don't. There's a fight. Listen, what are you saying? I'm saying onward Christian soldiers marching as to war. Let's go out of here with a fighting spirit this morning. I didn't say a bad spirit. Let's go out of here with a fighting spirit. Amen. I'm going to contend for my home. I'm going to contend for my marriage. I'm going to contend for my life. I'm going to contend for my church. I'm going to stand up and fight.
Amen.
Amen. And somebody needs to walk out of here with a victory over that fight for your soul this morning.
Amen.
Let's stand our feet all over the house. Brother Todd, if y'all would come, just get us a song this morning. Let's bow our heads all over the house.
Listen, ain't nobody looking around this morning. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. There's a few already coming to the altar. That's okay. But I wonder, if you're here this morning, you say, preacher, I'm in that fight for my soul. There's a battle going on. If I died right now, I cannot promise you heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. Pray that I'd win this battle once and for all. Just slip up your hand. You can put it right back down. I won't embarrass you. Just want to pray for you. God bless you, sir. Anybody else, preacher? I'm not sure. I need to get that settled. God bless your heart, ma'am. I see your hand. Anybody else, preacher? Please remember me. I don't want to die and go to hell. Please pray I'd get that settled today. Anybody else? They're fixing the scene. Listen, what about this? You know you're saved. There's no doubt in your mind. If I came to you right now, you could tell me about when you got saved. You're sure of that, but you're in a battle. You're in a battle. There's a fight. You feel like you are literally in a wrestling match with an opponent that's twice your size. How about that? Anybody like that? Preacher, pray. Preacher, pray the Lord would help me in my battle. God bless your hearts. Hands all over this building. Thank you for being honest. Let's pray together. Father, as we come before you this morning, Lord, you know every battle that's going on. Lord, some are so secretly and behind closed doors. Lord, I pray you'd help your people to get the victory. Lord, you saw the hand of this young man, not sure about his soul. You saw the hand of this young lady, not sure about where she'd spend forever when she dies. God, I pray you'd help them this morning. Have your way in this altar call, God. And Father, we'll give you glory for what you're about to do. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.